Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Professional JavaScript, brought to you live as I'm driving here. You could probably hear my left turn signal, but I wanted to try to get back and recording some more content. So I want to bring something on today's episode that isn't particular to developers per se, but certainly is helpful for developers, and that is coming up with a to-do list system that works for you. And that's really the emphasis of today's podcast, is that little phrase at the end there that works for you. I want to focus on how to create a to-do list system that isn't over-engineered, that isn't over-complicated, but works for you. So let's get started. So as a reminder, even though if you were to go on Product Hunt or maybe your wheels start turning about, you know, how you could make a side project where you do a to-do list system, you know, at the end of the day, a to-do list is very, very simple. And I think it's important to state the obvious there. It's so simple. All that a to-do list is getting things out of your memory and onto paper. Well, maybe not paper. We'll talk about that later. But you get things out of your mind and you write it down somewhere. So that way, it doesn't feel like that scene in Star Wars where the walls are closing in on you because you're driving, running an errand, and then it pops in your head, oh, I gotta do this. And then it feels overwhelming because all these different things pile up and it feels like there's no control of your situation. I mean, that's the worst case scenario. I mean, also, to put it more positively, you know, putting things down, writing it down, gives you goals for the day, gives you goals for even a little bit beyond your days, to your months, your weeks, your years, so that you can have a plan and be able to maximize all that you want to do in life. So a to-do list simple is very powerful, but it's also super simple. Write things down and get them done. Now, as you know, it's not always that simple, but there's also another side where sometimes it's made out to be overly complicated. Like I said before, you can go and find all these sorts of different to-do list applications, and, you know, some people have like a bullet journal method or this or that, and sometimes it just seems like, can someone just give me the plain common sense way to do things? You know, I'm not against systems, I'm not against, you know, those things I just mentioned, but you really want to find something that works for you. So I'm going to give you something that's a little bit more structured than just writing things down on paper day to day, but is not as complex as other systems that are out there. If you get the foundation, then you can move on, but I'm big about getting the foundation first. So what is a good foundation when it comes to a to-do list system? Well, I like to treat things on a yearly model. So really, you know, at the start of the new year, or it doesn't have to be that, you know, whenever you're picking this up, I want to write down, what are my goals for a year's time? What do I want to accomplish? You know, what are some projects? What are things I know that need to get done? And I start to just accumulate, you know, a log of things that, you know, I would like to accomplish in the year. And then that is sort of the pool of things that you will do in different seasons. So the way I treat it is every season, so right now we're still in winter, about to come out of it. I went into winter with a pool of different things I wanted to accomplish. And so I had my seasonal to-do list items. And then what I've done is from week to week, I pull from seasonal projects, or things that just have come up that week that weren't accounted for, or things that are to be done every week, and I make a big list of what I want to do this week. And then I pull from that weekly list each day. So I know this is what I need to get done in the week, and so I'll pull some items. I basically treat it like a Kanban board where I'm just pulling in work. As a software developer, I'm just going to pull in work for this week, this sprint, whatever you want to call it. You have your sprint for your to-do list, and you're going to pull things in from your weekly list, and you're going to allocate it to, you don't have to allocate it up front. I just, you know, it's Monday. I look at my weekly list that I created maybe on the Saturday before, and okay, I'll pull in these items. I think that's reasonable to get done for today. And basically you do that. So for Monday, you would pull those items in, and then whatever you don't get done, you can move over to another day in the week. And then, you know, at the end of the week, you're working through this log of things that you wanted to do. And then if you didn't finish something in the week, as you had wanted to, you can carry it over into the next week. So it's basically taking the concept of a sprint and applying it to your to-do list items. And instead of your quarterly projects, as you might think of in a more business setting, you have your seasonal projects, however you want to call it. So it's pretty straightforward. Now, some other tips that I would mention is I like to differentiate between different things that I need to do in my to-do lists. So instead of just treating everything as this big required list, sometimes there are things that are purely optional or purely fun. So I really have three categories of to-do list items. I have things that are required, like this is going to happen and it has to happen. And then I have things that are optional, meaning it would be nice to get ahead of this, but if I don't get it done this week, you know, it's okay if it carries over into the next week. And then there are things that are just pure fun. Like, these are just fun projects and I have time for them. It would be fun for me to do them. And I think being able to distinguish between those three types of to-do list items can be really helpful. I think that's the case because sometimes if you just write down everything and you don't distinguish between what's optional and what's fun, well, one, if nothing's listed as fun, it probably won't become fun. It'll be overwhelming because it's like, well, I've got all these things to do. But when you are able to put things down in terms of, oh, this would be nice to have, or, oh, this would be fun to do, oh, and I got to do this, you're able to prioritize the to-do list items that you have before you. And also, too, if you don't get to something that is fun or optional, you're not going to feel bad about it. And so a big thing with a to-do list is not only tracking the stuff that you're doing, but tracking your progress. And that's why I think it's very important to have a to-do list. It's not just to not feel overwhelmed, but to track your progress. And it's a rewarding feeling. So for some other tips, okay, digital or pen and paper, what is the best approach? And I would say everyone works different and what works best for you. And just use some common sense. You know, if you have tried to-do lists on your phone and they just, you don't look at them or it just doesn't happen, maybe try pen and paper. That might motivate you differently. I know for myself, for whatever reason, I'm intensely more motivated when I have a pen and paper, when I have a physical notebook that I can carry around with me. It makes a huge difference because I'm like, okay, I've got this notebook, I've got things to do, and this is, you know, something that is for the entire day. You know, when I'm working, I'm usually before a computer. And so when I'm busy working, it's associated with the computer. And so when I, you know, close off the computer and stop my workday, I want to remember that there's to-do list items beyond my work. And I want to create a separate to-do list from things that need to be done for work and what needs to be done for the rest of my life. And so having a notebook really creates a nice separation. It creates a natural boundary. And for some reason, just the physical writing something down, scratching it off, I know it motivates me. And that might not be the same for everyone, but my recommendation is just to play with different things. Remember, there's no magic to-do list system. It's a simple concept. But try different things. And what motivates you? And what if something's motivating you and working for you, go for it. Try different things. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe you need to figure out how to recognize your capacity better, or maybe distinguish between the different type of stuff that you're doing, so on and so forth. But you just gotta calculate how to do things, motivate you, and work for you. And again, it's very simple. Write things down, get it out of your head, and get it done. But provide some structure. Think of it in terms of a week-to-week target that's part of a bigger picture of a goal. And hopefully, that can be helpful, even if it's pretty simple and straightforward advice, to get you on track and getting things done. Well, thanks for listening, and I really appreciate listening to this podcast. Please share with friends. And I know that today's episode was not too much in the realm of JavaScript per se, but hope that it was still helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Professional JavaScript.